This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The United States stock market continues to slide. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 390 points yesterday to close just above 8,000. The average has lost 14% of its value in just the last 2 weeks. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has now joined the other major indices, falling past last September's lows to levels not seen in several years. Johnson & Johnson executives may have been reaching for the Tylenol yesterday, as their shares tumbled by 16%. The sell-off followed news the Justice Department is investigating one of Johnson & Johnson's pharmaceutical plants. David Spica is a senior portfolio manager for Bank of America Capital Management. He says the jittery market hardly needed another scandal affecting one of its most reputable companies.
Johnson & Johnson is a blue-chip name, and for there to be some sort of issue that might cloud the trust around that management team, it is having a big impact on the stock and on the market.
The exact nature of the investigation is unclear, but it involves a Johnson & Johnson plant in Puerto Rico that makes an anemia drug called Eprex. The drug represents a small fraction of Johnson & Johnson's overall business, but Spica says in the wake of scandals at Enron and WorldCom, investors aren't taking any chances.
Investors are selling first and asking questions later, and they're just not interested in hanging around to find out the facts.
Investors are also worried by the prospect of lackluster corporate profits. Sun Microsystems, for example, lost more than a quarter of its value yesterday after a disappointing earnings forecast. Spica says most companies are actually meeting or beating their modest earnings targets for the second quarter, but a hope for improvement in the remainder of the year has so far not materialized.
The real problem is that most investors expect the economy to continue to grow in the second half of the year, and they would expect corporate earnings to grow in conjunction with that economic growth. But what we're hearing out of CEOs and CFOs is that, no, they don't see much in the way of earnings or revenue growth in the second half.
And many investors are giving up, pulling billions of dollars out of stock mutual funds. Even defense and consumer product companies that had held up well are feeling the pinch. Spica says about the only good news is the selling has to end sometime.
It's tough to be positive in this market, but we are starting to see some legitimate signs of a market bottoming. And it's times like these when you can actually make some pretty good money in the stock market.
That's a tough sell, though, to investors who've seen $1.5 trillion in stock market value disappear since the July 4th holiday. Scott Horsley, NPR News.